Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. We have a question for you at the start of this podcast today. Are you a racist if you refuse to get into a taxi being driven by a black guy? It's a very simple question. One of our listeners has been in touch with us to highlight something that happened to him earlier on today. And he's been accused of being a racist just because he wouldn't get into a taxi. Now, we all have a right to decide not to get into a taxi if we don't like the look of it, if we think it's much older than the one behind. We do have a right to not get into the first taxi in the rank. But when you don't get into a taxi that's being driven by a black guy, does that make you racist? Our number is 085 825 2626. Because Simon, you contacted us about this very topic today. This is something that happened this morning. Tell me what happened to you this morning.
Yeah, I went to get a taxi out to work, and I went to get in a taxi. I went to get a taxi as I usually do, and a black fella was there. There was a white fella there. I chose the white Indigenous Irish fella because I want to contribute to being Irish. Now, I got on a row with both drivers actually, but you know what? The other fella was still going to take me business anyway. So, and I mean, what's wrong with supporting Irish? I don't see anything racist against it. I mean, it's just that's what I wanted to do, and maybe I trust him more because he's native to this country. I don't know. The other fella, he's probably undocumented. He probably isn't even who he
says. No, he wouldn't be driving a taxi if he was undocumented.
No, but a lot of them lads turn around and they use the same plates and they use the same thing for, like, you just can't trust them. I prefer to use a white driver, and I prefer to keep my money in the country. Like a man's just going to send his money back off to Africa. So, I mean, like, I'd rather just get the Irish fella.
Now, obviously, most people listening, when they hear that you didn't get into a taxi being driven by a guy just because the guy was a foreigner, most people would accuse you of being blatantly racist.
And they'd be hypocrites because a lot of them would do the same thing if they're completely honest with themselves, and I'm sure plenty of people have done it. I highly doubt them alone in this.
Well, that's what we want to find out. So tell me then, what happened? He went for you, basically. He lost the plot, did he?
Yeah, and it just proves, like, you can take the, you know, you can take the will out of the jungle, which can't take the...
Ah, here, relax there, for God's sake. You're saying you're not a racist.
No, but it's, I just mean that in general. Like, I mean, you can't turn around. If I want to choose, a man just has to accept it. I don't want to get in his taxi. I don't want to go near him. I didn't like him. I didn't like the look of him. What's wrong with that?
Okay, stay there for 1 second, if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626. Is Simon right, or have you, or is he an out and out racist? Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi guys, how are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. Well, is that racist to not get into a taxi because it's being driven by a black guy?
Well, I think he just proved there that he's racist, but I've had a couple of different experiences in Dublin where I will blatantly not get into a taxi with a foreign guy, because two of them that I had to get in before couldn't speak a word of English and didn't know where they were going. We're driving ridiculous routes to where I was going. And another didn't even know where I was going and asked me to put it into the sat-nav for him. I mean, is that not what you're paying for? Are you not? They couldn't speak English. They couldn't understand what I was saying. So, no, it's not racist. I'm paying for a service. And if that service isn't being met, then no, you're not being racist.
Okay, so would you, if you come to the top of a taxi rank and there's a black guy, a foreign guy perhaps, in behind the wheel, would you keep walking?
I'd first ask, would he be able to take me to where I'm going? And if his accent is foreign, yeah, I would. I keep going. No, I don't care.
Sorry, Katie is here with us today.
Simon said there in the message that, in the first message you sent us, Simon, you said it's because you'd rather support the Irish and you're sick of foreigners in the country. So it did come down to race with you. It wasn't as simple as not wanting to take, or it being about, you know, is a taxi driver going to take you a longer route? This was purely based on the fact that you didn't want to give a black man your business.
No, I didn't. I'd rather keep the money in the country, thanks. And I mean, I know I can trust the Irish guy. He's not going to rip me off. More likely, the black fella's going to rip me off. And plus, as a racist, when they say support Irish cinema or support Irish music or anything like that, it's racist to say support Irish culture or anything.
Angela, let me go back to you for a second. And basically, what he is saying is he wants to support Irish businesses. He wants to support Irish workers. And that's why he got into the taxi. Although I'm not really buying that, because he did come across as racist in what he was saying.
He came across as racist in what he's saying, but I think he's damn right in what he's saying. Isn't everyone in this country right now saying that we have to support local, we have to support Irish, we have to keep our own people in our own country going, keep them in jobs, keep them in, you know, keep their businesses going. So I agree with him on that as well. It doesn't make me racist. It does, that cannot make you racist because you want to support somebody else.
Choosing a particular driver because of the colour of their skin and where they're from, that does make you racist. You're passing somebody by based on their race. That is racism. That is exactly racism summarised.
I'm not passing them by because of their race. I'm passing them by. I mean, what's not to say that they're not Irish? That's why I speak to them first. It doesn't matter if he's black, it doesn't matter if he's yellow, it doesn't matter if he's white, it doesn't matter if he's red or if he's orange.
Okay, but if you get a feeling from him that he's not going to be up to the job of bringing you from A to B without you having to set his sat-nav for him, then you'll move on.
Yeah, and also the other thing is, Adrian, you have to realise a lot of these people as well are swapping around taxis. You know, I got that one as well. He wasn't the guy that was in the picture. Looks very similar, but it wasn't him. So you
make no apology for the fact that you would frequently not get into a car being driven by somebody who's clearly a foreigner.
Yeah.
And in your opinion, that doesn't make you in any way racist.
No, because the way I look at it is, it's not that I hate someone from a different country. That's racist. If you hate them, if you dislike them, it's not that. It's just, it's my choice that I want someone to give me a service. That is my choice. It doesn't mean I hate someone.
Okay,
now, I don't want you to do it.
Okay, Simon, I have you back on the line there. And you were saying a minute ago that you're trying to support Irish workers rather than foreign workers. Is that in itself not a bit racist?
How is that racist? So are you telling me that when we're told, oh, support Irish music, support Irish culture, support Irish business, is that racist? You hear it advertised every day. So, I mean, we must be all racist just because we don't say anything about our own culture.
But that is not telling you not to support foreigners. It's saying support Irish businesses. A lot of Irish businesses employ foreigners. So, no, that's a completely different thing.
I'm not obliged by law to give my money over to non-nationals or anything like that. I have a choice, and I make that choice to give it to the Irish lad. If you want to go give your money to every foreigner, you do it, but I don't want to do it, and that's just my thing.
If you were in hospital and it was a black doctor or a Middle Eastern doctor, what would you do?
Well, to be honest with you, I wouldn't have a choice, but I'd probably ask for an Irish doctor.
You'd ask for an Irish doctor?
I would, yeah. I'd ask him for an Irish doctor. I'd rather just deal with Irish rather than anyone else.
Okay, well then you're going to be waiting an awfully long time in hospital if you're waiting for an Irish doctor, because there's very few of them. They're all foreign national doctors. Most of the HSE is foreigners now. So you're going to be waiting a mighty long time.
And that's the problem. They're pulling all Irish people out of work. No, Irish people are just going to be, we're dying races in our own country. It's going to be full of every other nationality. You don't even know what Irish is anymore.
And again, just to clarify, You say that you're not racist.
No, it's a fact. Like, I mean, look at the amount of people that's had to come into the country. I mean, and they're all being looked after first. It's a fact. It's a fact of life, like. Even the Taoiseach said it. I mean, Jesus, we're overcrowded.
I don't remember our Taoiseach ever saying we're overcrowded. What he did say was there are no rooms available in the country at the moment, which was a statement of fact. He didn't say we're full or there's no... He said that there were no rooms at that point in time. Anyway, the fact of the matter is, Simon, whether you realise it or not, whether you accept it or not, you are coming across as an absolute... racist. And maybe the taxi driver was dead right to have a go at you.
Well, no, because, I mean, I just made a choice. If I mean, it's his personal thing. If he's insecure and he's offended that I didn't get into his taxi, that's his own problem. I said, I don't want to go near your taxi. Fuck off. I want him. I don't want you. Why are you jumping the queue for?
And what exactly did he say to you?
He just said, here, that's disgusting, that's racist, you racist, all this stuff, like, and he started going mad, you fucking Irish pig. So he was racist against me.
And you believe, you firmly believe that you're not a racist and that you did nothing wrong?
No, I didn't. If I make a choice, I make a choice, and that's it. I mean, what's wrong with wanting to choose an Irish fella to look after Irish business rather than foreign business?
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please, Simon. Our number is 085-825-2626. The question is, and this happens very frequently, by the way, this guy is not the very first person to have ever done this. He, this morning in town, walked past a taxi at the top of the queue and went to the next taxi in the line in order to get in. And the first guy happened to be a black guy, and he called him a racist for not getting into his taxi. This is Darren.
Oh, lads, why just get him on? He's just an absolute fool of a man. Absolute fool.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. Well, is it racist to not get into a taxi because it is being driven by a black guy?
I will not get into a taxi with a coloured man because I had a really bad experience about 10 years ago coming home from the city centre with a coloured taxi driver. He frightened the life out of me and one of my friends.
Tell me what happened.
The journey that should have taken 25 minutes took us an hour. And he stopped at every garage. He went a different way. Now, he didn't do anything to either of us. It just frightened the life out of me. So I now, from then on, would prefer to get into a taxi with an Irish national.
Okay, because of one experience, that's an awful experience. I wouldn't wish anything like that on anybody. That is an awful experience. But because of that one experience, you won't get into a taxi being driven by an obvious foreigner.
Yeah, now have I said, not all foreigners are like that, or aren't like that. It's just that one experience.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Not all foreigners are like that, yet you're judging them all based on one experience.
It was that terrifying. The two of us, we were on the way home from the night out, and it was just me and her in the back of the taxi, and it frightened me, and it scared the life out of me coming home. It just, the way he went the wrong, we copped he was going the wrong way. He pulled into a garage for us, which we didn't mind. Maybe we thought he was getting petrol and he was getting something in the garage. Then he started going the wrong way. Then he pulled into another garage and it frightened the life out of me. So since then, I would prefer if it was an Irish national driving me in a taxi.
And how would you know he's an Irish national anyway?
Just by looking at their ID or looking at the stuff. Like, you can check up now on taxi.ie and stuff if they're Irish. Now, I wouldn't be getting many taxis, but I would prefer it was an Irish national driving the taxi.
And you don't see that as being racist either?
I could come across as racist and I'd probably sound like the biggest racist on the planet.
Because your experience is based on one experience.
But it frightened the life out of me, Adrian. We didn't know what was going to happen to the two of us in that taxi.
I know, but thankfully nothing did.
No, that's what I'm saying. Thankfully nothing did. But when you're sitting there in the back of a taxi and the journey that's meant to take 20, 25 minutes and you're still there 40, 50 minutes later, you have no idea what's going to happen.
Katie, I didn't even ask you.
Look, it is obviously up to a person who they want to have, you know, who they want to give their business to. But I think choosing somebody based on, well, what Simon was saying, there is obviously an element of racism in there. I do believe he has a point in terms of what he's saying, that, you know, there are people coming in from other countries that the government, I know not this guy, are looking after first. So I can understand a little bit of where his anger is coming from, that this country, as I have said before, is suffering. This country is on its knees. It's
we had you on to take it out on the genuine guys who are out working.
He's working. That's what I was going to say to Simon. Simon, would you rather, okay, he's not coming in living on the dole or, you know, expecting handouts. This guy's out working. Surely you would commend him for that.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, you know, he's going to take his money out of the country, and you know that.
You don't know that. Do you know what he's doing with his money?
You know, all the stories about these fellas and what they do, they rip people off and they got slowed down.
Irish taxi drivers are as capable of doing that as well, now, to be honest.
Yeah, they don't do it, though, because they know people are wise. I mean, you know, ones think we're all ticked, so, I mean, I just don't trust them. I'm sorry, you just couldn't do it. I'd rather get the Irish fella.
And Lorraine actually had a reason because of something that happened to her years ago. You don't have a reason. You've just decided you want to give your business to Irish taxi drivers.
Well, yeah, it's a free country. I can do it. That's the way I want to do it. I want to do it. What's so wrong with wanting to give your money to your own?
Do you make this decision before you even, as you're walking towards the car?
Yeah, I do. I always make that decision. I always say, look, at
okay,
the
so, you,
Irish,
so you don't even engage, you don't even talk to them. You know nothing about them. And when you make a decision.
I'd wait till one, if I saw only one black taxi driver there and he was the only chap there, I'd wait till he shagged off and I'd wait for an Irish fella to come along.
And what if the black guy behind the wheel of the car happened to be Irish, born and bred? You're making a decision.
He's going to be Irish. He's black. He's hardly going to be Irish.
Jesus, Simon.
Oh my God, is
sorry.
That seriously the level of intelligence? He's hardly going to be Irish if he's black. You know, there are people who, black people, who are actually born in this country.
I know. I mean, they're all like second gender, all born. They're not Irish just because you were born from a black person that moved over here like years ago.
Well then how do you become Irish then?
You're born in this country, but you're born to white people, like Irish people.
I was only talking to a woman who served me in a bar over last weekend, and she was black and she was Irish, born and raised in Ashburn in County Meath, actually, of all places.
Yeah, but I wouldn't believe it. Sorry, I just.
What do you mean you wouldn't believe what?
Like, I just don't think if you have to be like born to Irish parents to be Irish.
What a logic. You know what? I'm just thinking of that poor guy out doing his day's work. You know, people give out about people coming in from other countries, regardless of whether he's from, whether he's born in Ireland or if he's Nigerian or Middle Eastern or whatever. That poor guy gone out to do his day's work, probably has kids at home, probably wife, probably just trying to put food on the table, pay the bills. And he is subjected to what is quite obviously somebody not wanting to go with him because of the colour of his skin. Mm. That must be extremely hurtful.
Absolutely.
That must be so offensive.
And I mean, I have to say, and you can deny this to your heart's content, this guy is the most racist caller I've ever heard on Opinions Matter, says one caller. This guy is the biggest tick I've ever heard on your show, Adrian. Because you'd come across as the biggest tick when you say that a 22-year-old born in Ireland isn't Irish.
No, I mean, if they're born to black parents, they're not Irish.
The black parents could be Irish. Oh my God, you're getting worse by the second.
Are you awake? Are you actually stupid?
Well, like, how can you be Irish and your parents are both dog? Like, come on.
I mean, how do you argue with that? Like, how do you even have a debate, an adult, mature, civilised debate with somebody who is a complete Neanderthal?
So again...
if this whole debate hasn't been about, I mean, whether someone's Irish or not because of where they're born, this is about taxi driver, and I choose not to get into the taxi.
You have the right to choose who you want to go with, 100%. But this guy isn't somebody who's come over and is trying to scrounge the system and is expecting handouts. This guy's working, and, you know, I can't even imagine... How heartbreaking, how it must feel going home to your wife at the end of the night and she says to you, hey, hon, how was work? And that's, well, actually, some baboon of a person wouldn't get into the car with me because of the colour of my skin. Some animal caveman. Like, well, I understand you want to pay Irish people first. That's your right. Fair enough. But it doesn't mean that you're not an ignorant fool. That's a guy out trying to make a few bob, trying to earn a bit of money, put food on the table. For all you know, he could have kids at home. You don't know what his circumstances are.
Well, to be honest, I mean, I couldn't care. All I'm caring about is coming out of the pub at night after a few days, and I just want to get in the taxi and get home, but I want to see an Irish fella because I'd be more comfortable that way, and that's just it.
But you say you're not a racist.
No, but it's just because I don't care about the family. Like, I mean, Jesus, he's not going to care about mine. I'm not going to give him
up. But you are making your decision without even engaging in conversation with him. You are making your decision based on the colour of a guy's skin behind the wheel of the taxi who could have been born and bred here.
Well, he's more than likely not going to be so. I mean, what's the chances of it? How rare is it?
I despair. Stay there for a second.
We have a taxi driver messaging us now to say he had something. He experienced the same thing in town today, and I'm wondering if it's the same if it's the same person. But you know what? I'd say these taxi drivers get this.
Oh no,
so
I'd say this happens every day. Every day, yeah.
That it's probably not even the same case, and that's the sad thing. That it's probably not even the same case. That this is so widespread. Yeah, you have the right to decide who you give your money to. But this guy, at the end of the day, is out trying to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay. Some of them might take the long route around and might rip the piss. Doesn't mean all that they all do.
As I said, Irish lads are as likely to do that. Yeah. Irish lads are as likely to do that. Let me go to Alan. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
Hey guys, how's everybody?
Good, thanks, Alan. What do you make of this story? Firstly, your right to refuse a taxi. I've often given an example of how I have, on a number of occasions, got to the top of the rank and the car was a clapped out heap and I end up going into the next taxi. Now, nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, but look, Simon was 100% racist. I don't know, maybe he's just online too much, watching too many fucking YouTube videos, but honestly, he's a numpty. Thank fuck I don't know him, I don't have any association with it, because, I mean, I'd be embarrassed to know him, like, the way he's going on. Like, I don't understand his point. Can I just ask actually a question there, Simon? Next week, Ireland are playing, or 2 weeks' time, Ireland are playing. Will you cheer them on, or would you be...
Of course I want to cheer on the Irish. They're my own nationality. They're my own race.
Okay.
Of course I want to cheer them on.
Charles Agbonne, or whatever, yeah? He scores the winning goal for Ireland. Do you cheer? Or do you say, no, fuck it, he's not really Irish because he's a different colour skin. Even though he was born in Cork.
I mean, I can't control who plays for the team. Like, you know, I just kind of think, it's the whole Irish team.
But he wasn't born in Ireland.
He shouldn't be playing for our team. He probably shouldn't be playing for our team because he's not Irish.
He was born in Cork. He's not Irish. Would you give over? So if I go over to America, right, and I bleed and hook up with a girl over there, and that kid grows up and he wants to play for Ireland, you're telling me, oh no, he doesn't have any right to play for Ireland?
I don't think so, because he's not really Irish at the end of the day, is he?
So what makes someone really Irish?
I don't think even Simon knows what makes somebody really Irish. Somebody who's really Irish is somebody who was born on this island, north or south, and they travel on an Irish passport now. They're Irish citizens.
To Irish parents. If you're born to Irish parents, you're Irish. That's just it. You're a natural immigrant.
Okay, so Charles Agbonne, the Irish footballer who's black, okay, he's gone to play for Ireland, the country he was born in a couple of weeks, is one of our best players. He has a child with another black person, so the child is black. Do you think that child is Irish then?
I mean, to be honest, I mean, I mean, we're talking about taxis here and all that, like, we're going off about football and all that. I mean, I don't give a fuck about black. Don't end up beating the fucking shit out of
here, here.
Did you say
Simon, I am...
Sorry, hang on, no, wait, what did he just say?
You heard what he said, and I'm now cutting you off, Simon. I am not going to talk to such a grotesque...
I just think you're a fucking hypocrite.
Listen, Simon, you need to take a few weeks off the internet, okay?
Yep.
Your head is down a rabbit hole, okay? You need to take a few weeks off, go for a walk, go for a nice hike, go down to the beach or whatever like that. I mean, your head is so far up your arse. You go into a coffee shop, there's going to be immigrants. You go into any job, there's going to be fucking black people. It's a great thing fucking for Ireland to get fucking all these different nationalities in. Brazilians,
fucking...
Oh, hold on a minute.
Oh,
here. Alan, I know you're spitting bullets here. I don't blame you. I'm not keeping somebody on the phone who's such a brazen racist, an absolutely. There, he's after hanging up anyway.
A disgusting, brazen
racist.
Sitting here, and I cannot believe the last 5 minutes that those comments would come out so openly and so easily out of someone's mouth. Mm.
He's a fucking loser, like, Jesus Christ, like, I've been ripped off. Like, I got a taxi a few months ago, and I live out in North County, Dublin, and your man took me to the wrong place. Irish, and he was all, oh, I didn't hear you properly. I was sober, I said, 100% you heard me properly. So imagine me going around, oh, I'm not going to get an Irish taxi driver. You know, that's the same, like.
Okay, let me ask you a question, the principal. Forget about racist Simon, because that's all he was. What about the idea, and you heard Angela earlier on saying she does the same thing.
She's also racist.
And is it racist to decide not to get into a taxi because it is being driven by a black guy?
100%. 100%. Like, if you go to get your haircut, same thing, there's a black person and a white person, and the white person is cutting someone's hair, and you say, no, I don't want the black person to cut my hair, I want the white person to cut my hair. Even though you've never been to that place before, you don't know if the black person or the white person is good at cutting hair or not. That's racist. It's the exact same thing. Like, Angela can go, I had a bad experience, blah, blah. Well, I had a bad experience with a traveller. Does that mean I hate travellers for the rest of my life? No. I don't judge it, you know. I don't judge everybody on basis of one person.
Okay, do me a favour, stay in the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Keith.
It's very easy, isn't it? Just to brand the white people the racist. Anybody out there, I don't know if you'll play this, Adrian, but anybody out there, look at the security industries, they're all gone foreign. Taxis, majority's gone foreign. And then when these people driving the taxis get out and don't like that a person would rather someone local, as in saying, like, someone from Ireland, bringing them home or bringing them to wherever. There's too many horror stories out there of people getting into taxis and asking to go one way, the taxi will go the other way, and all you get is no English not good, and they cost a fortune. I'm not even going to say what girls are forced to bleed and do. We all know that story. You know, there's been a few things in the paper. Now I know there is Irish people who've done that as well, so I'm not just pointing out that's just them, but, like, if they get into the car and the man doesn't understand English, how the hell are they going to know they're going to be safe? Better off the devil you know, as they say.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
A lot of people, when they get to the top of a taxi rank queue, if they look in the car and see it is being driven by a black guy, they go to the next car. This happens day in and day out. People feel justified in doing it, and they argue that they're not racist for doing it. But are they? I think most people think you are. Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anya.
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. What did you want to say on this?
I think that Simon is an absolute racist scumbag. So yes, after hearing all that talk that came out of his mouth was absolutely disgusting.
I agree. That's why I eventually ended the call with him. I always believe with this podcast, it's called Opinions Matter, and everybody is entitled to an opinion, but when it gets to the stage that he got to...
You're going to love the call I've just put on, because it seems that Simon is not on his own, which is terrifying. Martin?
No, you're not on your own, young man. Because I'd do the exact same fucking thing.
You'd do the exact same thing?
Yeah, would I? An Irish man gets my money.
So, okay, you get to the top of a taxi rank.
I'll wait till I see it. A white man.
A white man. Not just an Irish man, a white man.
A white man. I'm not racist now, Ryan. I'm an Irish man. I am who I am.
You're a white supremacist.
No, I'm not. I like to look after me own, you know what I mean?
And if you're I'm going to pose the same question to you that I did to Simon. If you're in hospital and you had a black doctor or an Eastern European doctor or Middle Eastern doctor or any doctor that wasn't Irish at all, even from your a European doctor,
well,
that's not
I
Irish.
Wouldn't give a shit because he's not getting my money. You know what I mean? So I don't care what doctor I wake up to. You ain't getting no money off me.
Okay, so you also will not get into a taxi being driven by a black guy?
No.
And you don't think you're racist?
I know I'm not racist.
You know you're not racist.
This is the same guy who in his message just said, and this, I didn't actually think he'd come on, so I'm surprised. I thought you'd cut me off. He said he wouldn't hire any black people because he thinks they're lazy.
Right.
So how do you...
You don't. Anya, what do you say to this? He would also do the exact same thing.
He is a racist because at the end of the day, people are different nationalities. That's what Katie said earlier. Different nationalities are here in this country to have a job and put food on their table. That's all they're here for. They're not here to be criticised. They're not here to be racially abused by Irish people.
I don't do any of that.
You just turned around and you just said to everyone that you will not get into a taxi if it was driven by a coloured person.
No, because I like to give my money to my people.
There you go. That's class as a racist.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
That is class as being a racist.
I think you need to do your...
No, it's you that's smoking, not me. Because I think you need to do your research. I think you certainly need to do your research on the meaning of the word racist because you clearly haven't got a clue.
And I have to agree with you, Anya. You haven't got a clue, Martin, what it is to be a racist. A racist is somebody who judges another individual or a group of people based...
But I'm not judging anybody.
You are basing your decision on hiring a taxi driver based on the colour of his skin.
I like to give my money to my people. So what's wrong with that?
Okay, what if the guy behind the wheel of the taxi is actually Irish born and raised?
Well, that was a wee chat with him first, you know what I mean? And if he's an Irishman, boom, I'll bounce in. If he's not, good luck, I'll wait for the next man.
Okay, so you're going to judge him based on his accent then?
No, I'm judging him where he's... If I hear mumbo jumbo, blah, 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 I ain't getting into that taxi. If I hear, I get into that taxi.
And you're not a racist?
I'm not a racist.
I'm just going to leave that kind of hanging there.
I don't say anything to any of them, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be rude.
You do, yeah, but and has anybody ever had a go at you over this?
A few people, but sure, it wouldn't bother me, you know what I mean? A few people, why are you not getting a taxi because he's a black man? No, because I do my own damn. I don't need fucking any of that shit. I pay me to look after my own people.
And you just don't see how racist you actually are. You can't even hear it yourself.
But look, if I was a racist, I wouldn't get into it.
If you were a racist, I'm telling you, you are a racist.
But I am.
Because you're making your decision based on the colour of somebody's skin.
No, because if some lad comes along and he talks to Ukrainian or whatever, I'm waiting for my Dublin man or country man or whatever to come along because I ain't getting into a car with anybody.
Okay, so it's not just black guys, it's anybody who's a foreigner driving a taxi.
Martin, lately.
Can you speak a bit of Irish for me?
What do you mean, like?
I'm asking you to speak a bit of Irish for me. You're obviously a very patriotic Irish man. I'm just asking you to speak
fucking
a bit.
Oscalon, don't say.
Oh. No, seriously, you're quite the patriot and, you know, you're inspiring a lot of people here.
Come on now. I just am who I am. I look after
a racist.
I'm no racist.
He genuinely doesn't see himself as a racist. Lorraine, who was on earlier on, didn't see herself as a racist. She had an experience.
But if I had a bad experience in a hospital, would I go back to that hospital?
Yeah, and get a different doctor.
Many people now have these experiences, Nick.
I just want you to speak a bit of Irish for me, that's all. You're a very patriotic man.
Well, I can't fucking do that for you, I'm sorry. But I am who I am, you know what I mean?
And that's a racist.
I'm not a racist, Katie. I'm telling you, if a cab comes along and he's jumbo-jumbo, not
Will you listen to yourself, you absolute gobshite?
but not from the colour of his skin. You know what I mean?
Okay. It's really as bad as Simon.
Emma, Emma, are you still there? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
How are you, Emma? What do you want to say?
I have a quick question for Martin. Martin, are you working yourself? Are you on social welfare payment?
Sorry.
Are you working yourself? Or are you on social welfare payment?
He says he's on social. I'm going to die.
Is she saying?
You do know. Are you working yourself or are you on social welfare payment? Because it's a bit rich that you come on, given about people that actually come into the country and actually work and don't slum off the Irish people and claim everyone else's taxes. So do you work yourself or are you on social welfare payment?
No, I work for myself. No,
what do you do?
Scratches his arse, I'd say.
Sorry? I have four vans on the road.
Do you? Yeah. But where are you now? Why aren't you working
with a van.
Well, he does actually, because he said to us in his message, he said, I have a business and never ever would I hire the black man. That was his exact words in the message.
There you go. Yeah.
And that's not racist. This is the...
I'll tell you, a black man comes to work for me, a Dublin man, eh? And he comes along, now, all my other three lads, right, eh? Are doing 22 deliveries a day, eh? This fella comes along after doing 6 deliveries.
Why are you working today, then?
Sorry?
Why aren't you working today then?
Because I just said it. I'm in the bookies. Hello.
The bookies?
Jesus. Shouting them as on. So I'm having a little flutter. No.
Oh, Martin,
I'm having a little flutter because Cheltenham is on, love.
Martin, I'm going to cut you off in the exact same way I cut Simon off earlier on because you're just an ignoramus.
I cannot believe the brass neck. Good man. But these people actually don't see themselves as racist. Nope.
No. And the same with the girl earlier on. Like, there's, you can do safety checks getting into a taxi. You can check the reg of it. Now, I've had an experience myself years ago where I got into the taxi and, okay, yes, it was a coloured woman, but the licence that was there was a coloured man. So I got out of the taxi, end of. But it doesn't stop me getting into a taxi with anyone else. If you're free now, you just take your first taxi driver. You don't just cancel it because they're a foreign national.
But I have known people to do that, and that's just the fact of it. And it is disgraceful. All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for your call. I genuinely am shocked by the blatant racism, and that's all you can call it, blatant racism. Let me just squeeze in a couple more of your messages before we wrap this up.
Pogue Mahone, Martin, you're a fucking racist. You're absolutely disgraceful. You and fucking Simple Simon.
That's it. Okay, and here is another WhatsApp voice note just to finish off today.
Well, folks, how are you getting on? I just sent you a message. I'm not sure if you got it, so I said I'll send it again. I said in my original message, 4 times in taxis before that, as I can remember, I was twice held against my will. Once I was an hour and a half in a taxi driver that didn't know where he was going around the place. He just got lost in Dublin, wouldn't put on the thing on the car, an hour and a half for the 20-minute journey. The third time I went to do a bit of work with a lad, he was a taxi driver from Nigeria, drove me up to the house. I done the bit of work. While I was there, he was drinking cans and smoking weed at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then he wanted me to go back into his car to drive me back to work where he picked me up from to do the work for him. I told him to go fuck off, and I made my own way back. Look, if you don't feel safe going into a taxi with anybody, doesn't matter what colour they are, race, creed, whatever the reason is, it's your reason. You're allowed to have an opinion, whatever that is. You can keep on calling people racist if you want to, but let's remember, we're only getting used to this notion of a multicultural Ireland. All right, some of us have been around long enough to remember this country when there was no multiculturalism. Cork was multiculturalism, Wexford was multiculturalism. Get a grip on yourselves, boys and girls. You need to start taking our country back for their people here and the ones that are coming here that want to do the work and get involved in our culture, in our
merciful
country.
Hour.
All right, thanks. Bye bye.
The absolute horrible, disgusting racism we're hearing from all angles here today. Another message here. I agree we have a choice to get into whatever taxi we want to. I had a bad experience with a foreign national before. Stopped mid-journey, asking was I married, where my husband was when I was on my way to a friend's house. I was scared. They can't all be painted with the same brush, but I feel if you have a bad feeling about someone, don't get into their taxi. if you have a bad feeling about somebody, when you actually get into the taxi, get back out of the taxi by all means. But to make your decision based on how somebody looks or how somebody sounds, as opposed to their ability to do their job and get you from A to B, that is just blatant, utter and total racism. There is no other word for it. I want to squeeze in one final voice note that has just come in to us.
Katie and Adrian, will you cut all them racist bigots off the radio? Because my God, it's disgusting. Disgusting judging people on the colour of their skin.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Deirdre. I am horrified, I have to say, by the racism that we have heard today. It has been said on many occasions that in recent years, Ireland has become a very racist country. And I think that conversation today just proves the fact. It really does. It absolutely proves that Ireland is a shockingly racist nation. And it makes me ashamed, to be quite honest. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. I'm Adrian, that lady is Katie. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified when we upload every episode. Thanks for listening. See you on the next one.